friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazin.
And I'm Mike Piazin. Welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord. Fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord. Fill my cup till it runneth over.
In our study of the names of God, we bring you one that should comfort and encourage you. Elohim Karab is a descriptive phrase used as a devotional name for God, meaning God is near. The concept reflects biblical passages like Psalm 145:18, which states that the Lord is near to all who call on Him, or Deuteronomy 4:7. Concerning a God so near to His people. It is often highlighted in Christian studies to provide comfort during times of struggle, grief, or feeling abandoned, emphasizing that God remains close and attentive. Let us encourage and comfort you tonight on this episode of The Spirit Calls, for God indeed is near to you right now.
Elohim Karab. The Lord God is near. With Him you never ever need to fear. For he is near to those who need protection and a refuge to keep safe. Near to those who need quiet in His secret place. For He is near to those who need a strong tower. Near to those who need strength and power. For He is near to those who have any kind of need. Near to those who want to persevere and succeed. For He is near to the brokenhearted and grieving, near to those scattered and trampled and broken. For He is near to those who have any kind of problem, near to those struggling or have a temptation. For He is near to guide you and give you direction, near to help you in any kind of situation. For He is near and always available, near and always present to help you through. For He is always near and a faithful friend, a living God you can always trust in. Just believe in Jesus and receive him as your Savior. Then he will be near to you and help you always and forever. For he will be near to you every moment of the day, walking right with you every step of the way. Elohim Karab. The Lord is near. With him you never ever need to fear.
I felt the flame and wrestled in the dark, but I never knew till I had the scars how good your grace could be, how you would be my strength. No matter what I have resolved on my lowest day, you're still in control. I will not be afraid. I'm getting back up and say, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me, ever present in my hour of need. The Lord is with me. You never said it wouldn't be a fight. You promised that you'd be right by my side, no matter how it seems. My confidence shall be, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me, ever present in my hour of need. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me, ever present in my hour of need. The Lord is with me. Oh, yes you are, yes you are, yes you are, Jesus. So faithful, Lord, so steady, Jesus. Though fear may tell me to tremble, I'm not gonna bow. I may be thrown in the fire, but I'm gonna walk out. The heat of the flame won't consume me. It's nothing but smoke. It may look like I'm surrounded, but
consume me. It's nothing but smoke. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm not alone. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is with me, ever present in my hour of need. The Lord is with me.
That was The Lord is With Me by Red Rocks Worship here on Spirit Calls. And before we get into our topic this evening on God is Near, I want to let you know that the team of the Spirit Calls will be ministering at Living Hope Church with Pastor David Perkins, 40 Portland Street in Portland, Maine. Friday, October 2nd at 6 p.m., we'll be sharing a word about the importance of Christian radio, and I'll be sharing a message from my devotional, and we'll be hearing a testimony from Shane Sanford, who was recently delivered from drugs. So you don't want to miss it if you can get to 40 Portland Street in Portland on October 2nd and join the team of the Spirit Calls at Living Hope Church. Hello, friends. You're listening to The Spirit Calls. You're seated along here with me, Mike Biazin, my beautiful bride, Lori, and Charlene. And today we're talking about the name of God that means God is near. And hey, we're recording this up in my studio here in my office at the apartment and not on the portable setup. So hopefully the sound is sounding good out there and you guys are enjoying it. Let us know your thoughts on it. But our topic is God is near. So what does the name Elohim Karab, the Lord is near, mean to you?
It means to me that no matter where I go, I'm not alone. I once had this fear of being in outer space. Like, I thought about astronauts when I was a little kid, and I thought, oh, I would never want to do that. Even though it might be really cool and beautiful, you feel so far from everything. You know, you're in outer space. And then I thought about it today, and I thought, you know what? God is still there. I can't go anywhere in this world, no matter how far I go, no matter if I'm just in my living room. He's right at hand. All I have to do is call on him, call on his name and talk to him or say, help me. And that is such a comforting thought, because there was a time in my life when I had my doubts and wasn't a believer. And then something really like crisis-like happened in my life, and I felt so completely alone, just really terrifyingly alone. And I didn't know what to do. And that's when I came to the Lord, because I thought, if there's anybody out there that can help me, it's him. And all of a sudden, I did it. And so when you're born again, he's always near you.
Amen.
And when you're not a believer, sometimes the whole world can seem, like Mike said earlier, so chaotic, so complicated, so crazy. And it's hard to figure things out on your own. You're like, geez. So when you become a believer and are born again, you just call on him. He's right there.
Man.
You'll never have to feel those awful feelings, and you'll get that peace beyond understanding. And that's more precious than anything in this world or in outer space.
Amen.
Yes. It's amazing. You know, we've all gone through a lot of trials in our lives, every single one of us in different ways, right? I know when I was younger and going through that abuse, that's when God really became real to me. And just knowing that he was there, knowing that he was near, and knowing he was right there when I call on him to be there for me, that is so, 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 so such security. When you really let God become real to you, folks, and know that he's right there, know he's a living God that works for you every day and helps you every day, that's when you become secure in his love, right?
Amen. You know, I think about with these this whole idea of God is near, it makes me think of Psalm 139. And if you start at verse 7 of 139, it says, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into the heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." I say, surely, you know, that just is such a powerful verse, passage, because he is there with us no matter where we are. There's a song that that we sing called Pass It On, and it says, "Can depend on him, it matters not where you're bound, because he's always right there." And that's what it means to me. And it's so comforting and encouraging. So how have you experienced the nearness of God in your life?
I've experienced the nearness of God in my life by just God incidences. Those are coincidences, which aren't coincidences, because I don't believe there are such a thing as coincidences. And things like that have happened in my life, and I notice them, you know, a lot. And they usually are there to help me out or to reveal something to me or to help me repent of something. And it's just, it's a nice feeling to know that God is in the works and works things all out for good. And that is a, you don't always know what he's going to do or how he's going to do it, or but you just trust. And I experience his nearness that way. I also experience his nearness because anytime I want, I can pray, no matter where I am. And I've done that. When I gave birth to my son, I was speaking the name of Jesus because I was in such pain, and it got me through it. And I feel like, you know, no matter what situation you're in or how scary it might seem or where you are, or even if you're in a good place and everything's going right, you can praise the Lord for that. He's always near. And it also makes me think of the thing I dreaded before I came to the Lord, is that I didn't know for sure, but that possibility of hell. And I thought, I wouldn't want to be separate from God for eternity. That seemed like too horrible to even imagine. So it's just nice to know he's your best friend, and he can be, and he knows everything about you. And it's a free gift. All you have to do is say, Lord, take me, and he'll take you as you are.
Amen.
Yes. Oh, I experience God is near every day. It's like once you have a personal relationship with him, you will experience that he's near. You know, get up, give him a great big hug, thank him for everything you could think of. Say, you know, even say, how's your day going, Jesus? You know, because it's a relationship.
Amen. I love that.
But many, like I said, many times I experienced God is near. But I'm going to say years ago, one of my loved ones was in a crisis, and Jesus literally said to me, trust me, my child, everything's working out for your good and my glory.
Amen.
He said that to me. Remember that, Mike?
I do.
Ago? And he does. No matter what's going on, he always works it out for your good and his glory, you know, once Jesus becomes your savior. And yeah, so many times I've experienced. I remember when I was young, when I was going through stuff, when I was going through my little teenage crisis there, you know, I had an encounter with God. God was near. But like I said, you know, just accept him. Once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, he's going to be near to you every day. He's going to become real to you, you know. Let him become real to you, and you're gonna find he's near, because just like your relationship you have with people on earth, once you have a relationship with Jesus, once you have a true relationship with Jesus, you're gonna feel he's near every single day, every single moment. By the way, he drank a little bit of his water again, folks.
Woo-hoo. I remember the first time you said that on the air. I was talking to the managers of this station, and they were like, did that really happen? And I'm like, yep.
I remember when I was in college, I had three friends, and I felt very comfortable with them, and I felt like these are my best friends and they'll be there forever. I was pretty sure that I'd have them for life. And then, I mean, they didn't know every little thing about me, and I didn't know every little thing about them, but I considered them my three best friends. I wasn't a believer, a true believer yet. And then I left school, and all of a sudden I had no best friends. I really had no friends at all. I was back home. Everybody had gone away. I didn't have anybody. And I felt, oh, this is the worst thing that could happen to a person, to not have a best friend or those three best friends or a friend. And then I came to the Lord and I realized, even though those three best friends were great, the Lord is better, because they didn't know every little thing about me, and I didn't know every little thing about them. And the Lord is, like that verse says, closer than any brother could ever be. Now I'm married to Mike, and that's a close relationship, but still nothing can take up the place of the Lord. You know, I have my sisters who I'm very close to, but nothing can take his place. I had my parents that I was super close to, especially my dad. Nothing can take his place now that I truly know him and have a relationship with him. It's like nothing else.
Amen. You know, it's true. And if you're married, and there's a song that, you know, they used to play on this station on Word Radio, Stephen Annie Chapman. It was called the State of the Union Message, and it entered with the line that said, "The more you are giving yourself to God, the more you have left for me." So if you're married, if you're giving yourself to God, you have more to give to that other person. And
that's true.
I think that can apply to other types of relationships also.
That's a lovely way to think of it, Mike. I wasn't even thinking of it that way, but that is a lovely way to think of it.
Amen. Yeah, God has been near to me in so many ways. You know, there's been times I'm legally blind, as you know. If you've been listening to us for any length of time, you know that I'm blind from birth. And there's been so many times that God has met a need and provided. And you can sense his nearness, too, and just by spending time in worshiping him. You know, when I first come up here to start my work that I do for the ministries, I have a little bit of worship on a lot of times, and I'll start singing to the Lord and just bask in his presence. And, you know, that's how you know his nearness, too. And yes. So, along with these practical things that we're talking about, you know, I used to walk from Sanford to Shapley back in the 90s. I used to go to the Baptist church up there, and I had moved to Sanford. And so I was a lot younger, and I had a lot more strength and stamina then, but I used to walk up there, but sometimes I'd get tired, especially if I was walking home from there, and I'd say, "Lord, I could really use a ride." And a little while later, many times, somebody would come by and say, "You need a lift somewhere?" And I would get a ride home. And, you know, that happened a few times. Or if it was raining out and I was walking, I would get a ride that way. So he's near in so many ways. You know, we were recording our verse of the week, and I was talking about how we're back in our studio here with this the mixer and the headset microphones and all of this. And I was getting it all put together yesterday, and all of a sudden the audio wasn't getting to the computer, and I'm like, "Lord, what's going on? Do you want us to use this setup here? And if you do, you're going to have to help me get it working." And so I was getting frustrated, and I got away from it. And this morning the Lord said, "Take everything apart, lift up all the buttons that are pressed down." And so I plugged one thing at a time, plugged the power cord in, the USB cord in, and then the first microphone, pressed a couple of buttons, and boom, everything came on. And so he was near in that whole process too. He doesn't always answer right when you think about it. He'll let you get perturbed and spin your wheels and so forth. But then after you've kind of trusted him and given it all to him, he'll come back and he'll give you the solution. So that's what he did.
Yes, and I totally agree with Mike, because I know when we start worshiping and really praising and singing to God, his glory comes. His glory comes, and you can feel. He can feel his touch. You just know. You know what you know.
Amen. When the praises go up, the glory comes down. That's true.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us, and we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey
when the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too.
Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond our measure. That he should give his only son. Make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss. That Father turns his face. but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death.